Today is a day when the liturgy of the church speaks for itself. Today is a day of mourning, a day of grieving, a day of lament. Today is a day when we as the Christian church lament a world that saw fit, a world that sees fit, to deny the loving God who created us, to crucify the loving God who created us. Today we lament this world's brokenness and violence and poverty and pain. And we lament it not only in far-flung corners of the globe, in the places that we see on our smartphones and on our TVs, the places that we know are torn apart by warfare and bloodshed and injustice and oppression. No, just as importantly, we lament our brokenness here. We lament our brokenness in our own streets, the brokenness and the injustice that we see every day right here, right before our very eyes in Pembroke and in the valley. We lament a world that sees far too many boarded up storefronts on Main Street. We lament a world that sees food banks closing and too many people struggling to find food. We lament a world that sees too many people struggling with disease and with poverty and with addiction. We lament a world where far too often we are afraid of each other. We are afraid of one another. We fail to see Christ in one another. We lament the brokenness that is found in each and every one of our hearts, our own selfishness and pride and envy and sin. Everything that separates us from living in unity and peace with our living and loving God, we lament this day. On Good Friday, all those centuries ago, this world failed. And every day, this world fails. And yet we Christians know, in the words of St. John, that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus does not endure suffering and humiliation and death on this Good Friday in order to satisfy the vengeance of some wrathful and judgmental and spiteful God who sits above us high on a lofty throne of judgment. That is not our God. No, God in Christ this day chooses this path freely. God in Christ chooses this day yet again to be totally with us in this world. Just as he was with us at Christmas in the Incarnation, he is with us this day on Good Friday in the shadows of our death, in the shadows of our mortality. God in Christ this day chooses freely to enter into our world's suffering and torment, to submit himself to the worst of this world's pain, to be with us, to be with us as we suffer, as we endure the worst of this world. God in Christ chooses to be with us this day so that God might show us that there is another way. There is another way to be human. There is another way to exist in this universe, and it is not defined by power, nor privilege, nor selfishness, nor sin. And although this other way is not without suffering and pain, though it is not without heartache and heartbreak, at its core, at its heart, the heart of this other way that is broken up open for us today, for all of us to see, at the heart of this other way, there is peace. There is peace, and there is mercy, and there is grace, and there is forgiveness and love beyond all measure. And it is this way, the most holy and saving way of the cross, that is God's way. This is God's way. And therefore, this is our way. This is the way of we who follow the crucified Messiah. It is the way that will always, always win. It is the way that will never, ever die. And so, my friends, this Good Friday, we hold fast. We hold fast, in the words of the letter to the Hebrews, to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. So let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet each other, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Because on this day, in the words of St. Paul, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Amen.